the map of his philosophy. Now let's have a look inside the Namyong Memorial Hall. This museum, which was named after his pen name, was built in 2001 in honor of the 500th anniversary of his birth. In the Memorial Hall, the first thing you will encounter is none other than a map. As a map that expresses his philosophy, it describes how humans can attain a high level of virtue through control of the mind and body. It is hard to understand, much like a treasure map. To explain it simply, see if this accords with what you have been thinking. The inside of the fortress represents the inner mind of a person and emphasizes that we must let nothing upset this and thus remain pure in spirit. The outside of the fortress represents the temptations that upset our inner being, and the flags express the need to defend against them. Further, the three doors on the fortress represent the human eyes, ears, and mouth, and it is from the external temptations that enter through these three doors that we must defend the inner sanctum of our mind. To take his teachings a step further, he also emphasized the importance of action by saying, "It is no use to just have an upright mind and not act upon it. One has to move and act accordingly."